A 90-page report was released in conjunction with the 60-year anniversary of the George S. and Dolores Dory Eccles Foundation. It outlines in detail the impacts the Eccles Foundation has made in Utah. Spence Eccles, chairman and CEO of the foundation, talked with KPCW about the history of his family, their arrival in Utah, and the legacy they have established with nonprofits around the state.
It was 1863 when the Eccles clan came over here. Ultimately, under the patriarch was David Eccles, and he was very successful, and therefore the assets were built and saved and passed on and grew and were used productively because he taught us to always share back our success. Myself and my cousin Barbara were the last of the fourth generation of the Eccles clan. Those assets in large measure found their way through to various family foundations, the largest of which is the George and Dolores Dory Eccles Foundation. I was blessed to be born into a family that believed and has been taught to share back.
Eccles said his children and grandchildren are being trained in the Eccles Foundation operations. They've donated to over 70 nonprofits in the Park City area. He said the Eccles Foundations started with the family banking business, which was First Security Bank.
And I have four children that are very much there in the bloodline to support what we're doing. And now I have 10 grandchildren that are in the process of being trained to remember how. So the foundations are here in perpetuity for all Eccles clan, but the George Eccles in particular we're talking about. And very proud and pleased to be able to be part of what goes on in Park City and Wasatch and Summit counties up there. People's Health Clinic, a National Billy Center, Peace House, Deer Valley Symphony in the summer, the Eccles Center, a joint venture with the school district, and early on at the very beginning, the Sundance Film Institute, and, of course, the Swanner Park, which is the entry to the whole shooting match up there at the Park City and surrounding area, and a wonderful little Egyptian theater, including the new tunnel expansion.
Eccles said his family foundation partners with other nonprofits by encouraging philanthropy that supports charitable efforts all over the state.
Everything's finite dollars. The need seems to be infinite. It just goes on and grows. But once we have opportunity to learn of a need, a special need, or just a budgetary need, or just for their operations besides special projects, that's when we get a proposal. The proposal lays out everything that they're trying to do and how to do it, who's involved. And then we try to get in and make a decision and hope that we can encourage other donors to come forward and support. We're partners with the not-for-profits, and they're the cutting edge on it, and we are the financing edge, and then we get a chance to work with them clear through to the completion of the project or the whatever it is.
Eccles, his daughter Lisa, and General Counsel Robert Graham have worked with the foundation for decades. They're familiar with all the projects and organizations the Eccles Foundation funds.
We have 400 to 450 proposals to us each year as we're trying to serve the needs of the community. And so you can see that there's a lot more to it than just meets the eye. But we're very proud of it, and we're very pleased to be privileged to be part of it and to have been chosen to carry on the line of giving here from the Eccles family.
Eccles said they have five areas they identify in their giving philosophy. They include education, social responsibility for the underserved, arts and culture, medical care, and conservation of Utah's open spaces. He said his aunt and uncle George S. and Dolores Dory Eccles built on their family legacy throughout their lives, and then, with foresight and generosity, they created a foundation to carry on their philanthropic vision, entrusting the next generation to build upon that legacy. He said it is a humbling responsibility, but one to which his family is committed. The link to the Eccles Foundation 60th anniversary report can be found on kpcw.org and is posted with this story. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.